But what I want to start with is I want to do an exercise where we look at the shadow enforcer in a way in your life that it really has seemed to support you. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to picture a time in the past when somebody was really, really wronging you. I mean, they really wronged you. They really screwed you, or they really betrayed you, or they really, maybe it was an enforcer. You know, they really pushed you and pushed you and pushed you to your limit, to your breaking point. Okay? I want you to picture that like you're watching the movie of it. And I want this to be a time when you finally couldn't take it anymore and you blew in some way. You either shut them down or you screamed at them or you lost it in anger or you, or maybe you didn't say anything, but you went away and in your mind, as I often do, in my mind, I am tearing them to shreds. I want you to see this time when somebody really wronged you and it really triggered you to anger. It really triggered your enforcer in a way that felt incredibly, incredibly justified. Okay, so I just want you to see yourself in this picture, see this person and all the terrible things that they're doing to you. The absolute 100% wrong things that they are doing to you. And I want you to see yourself there and just see the anger or the frustration or the murderous rage, depending on where you are in the spectrum. And just see that in yourself. And just kind of note on a scale of 1 to 10 where it is, you know. Are we, you know, depending on how far in the past it is, you know, I'd like you to pick something that you're really at like an 8 or a 10 for really, really getting, you know, angry, frustrated. I could kill this person. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to tap for and just voice the anger that you felt in the story, okay, and voice some of the wrongness and the unfairness. And remember that when anger comes up, there's always going to be an aspect of whatever is happening that feels unfair to you. Anger always means this is unfair. This doesn't feel fair to me or to someone that I protect or care about, okay? So we're going to start tapping, just tapping through the points, and we're just going to voice that anger, and I'm going to try to go, as I like to go, over the top. Okay? There I am, so angry, enraged, totally pissed off, infuriated. I could have killed. And I was totally justified. Totally justified. What they did was so wrong. So infuriating. So terrible. And I'm right. I am right about this. It is actually the truth. And I am so justified in feeling this anger, this hate, this rage, this desire to lash out, to kill them. I could have strangled them, pummeled them, verbally take them down. So angry. Maybe I did, or maybe I didn't. and I pictured it. But either way, that's what they deserve. My wrath, punishment, my rage. So wanted to teach them a lesson. So angry. So raged. Because it was so wrong. So unfair. All my anger. My inner enforcer. Rising up. Ready for battle. Justified and righteous. Okay, and take a nice deep breath.